Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello. Welcome to Miss Worth It Speaks. And we are here live today coming to you from Tybee Island on the beach. And we thank you for joining us. We also have our co-host with us today, CC Carr. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
All right, everybody. We're hoping and that you are listening and that you will join in with us today for these 30 minutes. We will be talking about where is the gratitude in today's time. And this topic, CC, was brought to us via someone close to me. And we were just talking about what would be a great topic for today, especially since we have a guest, Robert, he is known as Chef Stu. And he will be joining us today just to talk about his success and what he does. And with that came the mindset of the gratitude, because there are so many people out here in today's society that when they reach a certain level, it just appears that they don't show any gratitude. And, you know, it's really good to have that quality to be thankful and also being appreciative to how you got where you got and getting where you got. Because whether we want to believe it or not, we make no accomplishment on this side of heaven by being by ourselves. None of the things that we accomplish are done alone. And so today we want to discuss why people do not show gratitude to others when they become successful. What do you think, CC, is part of the reason that you have a lot of successful people and then they never show gratitude?
Yeah, I think that's a sad take, especially since, nobody gets to where they are alone. I know they have the statue of the self-made man, but in actuality, we have all climbed on the shoulders of someone else. Even when we put our grind in, it's still a collective effort for them to make it to success.
Exactly. And so, just thinking about being a person of gratitude, you know, in reality, it really brings you happiness when you have that gratitude, when you can show appreciation and thankfulness to others for the things that you have accomplished. And, you know, just even on an everyday scale, when you're showing that gratitude, it should bring you some form of happiness and peace about yourself. Because, you know, in research, you know, it's known by Emmons that happiness is given when we do show appreciation and when others do reach in and give me some feeling in whatever we're doing. It's like it really gives you a sense of happiness. To me, it seems that when one doesn't show that gratitude issue within themselves. And so let's talk about that for a moment. Like, for me, I think some of the causes of people not showing gratitude is really an issue within themselves for self-esteem, where they don't feel happy about where they have gotten or even happy with something else in their life. And so from that, and they may have been hurt by somebody, and it caused them to put this block up. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that is truly a source. I also think sometimes it's the lack of humility, you know, or pride. You know, some people have the I syndrome. I did this, I got this, I made this, you know. So I think both of them, it's to one extreme or the other, you know, when people aren't grateful. Most of the time the people that are the happy medium, they show gratitude. But those who are from one end of the spectrum or the other usually don't.
Exactly. And so when we talk about gratitude, listeners, we want to share with you today and help you to get that understanding, because Robert Emmons, he talks about that, and he's one of the world's leading scientific experts on gratitude. And he argues that gratitude has two key components, which he describes in a greater good essay called Why Gratitude is Good. But the the world, gifts and benefits we receive. In the second section of the gratitude, he explains, we recognize that the source of this goodness are outside of ourselves. We acknowledge that the people, even higher powers, your spiritual mindset. So for me, I show gratitude towards God because I know that I can't make anything happen or I haven't been able to accomplish anything without God in my life. So from the spiritual mindset as well, he also states that God gave us many gifts, or the spiritual mindset that you have. You feel like you can have gifts from your higher being, big and small. That in order for that to happen, that helps you to achieve the goodness in your life. So Ethan Simmons tells us that there are those two steps, in which I totally agree. I agree that gratitude brings a sense of acceptance even toward others, knowing that you had a source to be there, whether it's your spiritual source and other people who were there to assist you, to give you a kind word, to give you direction, no matter what it is. Somebody along the way helped you or even paved the way for you to make that decision or allow you to get to where you are. So if you're listening, please call in and let us know, what do you think about what happens in today's society about gratitude? And so that brings us to, and before our guests come on, that brings us to the point of so many actors, singers, movie stars, who they are, some high business people, you know, who have made high achievements. Sometimes you can catch them on a day-to-day basis, and they're really snobbish, and they're not gracious to even their fans. They show no gratitude towards their fans. You know, I think that it's really sad, you know, Cece, that you wouldn't feel that it's your fans that continue to get you to the point where you are, because without your fans, then what?
There's no you, you know. They're who make you the icon, the star.
Exactly, exactly. And so we are continuing our conversation today about gratitude in today's time, and even just not just because you're a movie star, not just because you're an actor, a football player, or anything, but suppose you're that person who just you're successful in your own right. Because don't get me wrong. Success is not determined just because you're in front of a television. There are very
right.
successful people, you know, and me, myself, I feel I'm a very successful person because I've accomplished a lot in my life. And everything I set out to accomplish, I've done that. And so I always think that. And I look right around me, and I think the people that assist me and help me and teach me and guide me and encourage me in whatever way, whatever form they played a part in me getting to be the person that I am thankful to those people. So if you're listening, call in. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with our guest on today's show, Robert Stu, who is the chef. And we want to know a little bit more about his transition to become the chef that he is today.
Awesome.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. And I think we are going to hear some music.
Thank you.
also tell CC we're back, and we want to send a shout out today to Omega Sci-Fi, because coming up this Saturday, we will be joining them on with a music day. Justice from A to Zayas will be taking their Mentor Connect group out to Six Flags. So if you're out there and you're listening and you want to get your season passes, there is a discounted price, if I can remember, CC, for $42, is it?
Awesome.
Yes, I think it's $42. So if you're out there and you're listening, contact us at www.acezayas.com, and you can even sponsor our youth to be able to attend Six Flags for the summer. We want to keep those youth out of trouble, and we are partnered with we're participating in the Omega Day at Six Flags. So join Justice from A to Zayas as we also take donations to take our youth out, our Mentor Connect youth out, and you're welcome to buy one of those passes at the price of $42. If you're interested, please check us out at www.acezayas.com or call Justice from A to Zayas organization at 404-731-8860. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So we are back, and as I stated, we have a guest with us today, and our guest is none other than Chef Stu, Robert Stewart, joining us live. Good evening, Robert. How are you?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hey, baby. How are you?
Good evening.
Can you hear us okay?
It's a little, it's breaking up a little bit, but I got you.
All right, I have my co-host on the line, CC Carr, with us. This is Chef Stu, Robert Stewart.
Greetings, Chef Stu.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Hope you are. Thanks for joining us.
No, always. Thank you. I have the opportunity to always stop by saying all good things come from God, but the helping hands belong to you. So thank you for the opportunity.
And you are welcome. So that is so good that you said that, because, you know, that's why we have you on here today. We're talking about gratitude in today's times. But we also want to just get into you for a little bit. We know that you have went over some leaps and bounds, and now, you know, we can catch you on different networks. You know, I'm always seeing you're up and doing different things. And I did check out your website a little bit, and, of course, first and foremost, it made me hungry, because the first thing you see, food, and just looking just wonderful. I mean, delicious. I'm ready to eat again already. So,
well, good. That means it's working.
Yes, it is working. So tell us a little bit about what you got going on first and foremost now.
Wow. So much. Every day the plan changes. But as you said, definitely made an appearance on Food Network's Guys Grocery Games. That was a tremendous experience to, get on the show. I mean, what people don't know is that there's thousands and thousands of contestants to try out. And, I mean, there's so much to go that has to go into getting on that, I suppose I went on a couple of times and didn't end up making it. So when I finally got the opportunity, it was much bigger than anybody could have thought, because it took a couple of years to get on the network. So I was super excited about that. And as you said, I also had a chance to appear on Raising Whitley with actress comedian Kim Whitley and actress comedian Lunell, which is prevalent with today's topic. You talk about gratitude at an all-time high. I mean, I'm so thankful for these opportunities and the people being involved. And just to kind of dive right in on what today's topic is about, being truthful, don't nobody want to see nobody else get ahead of them. You know what I'm saying? So it's really crazy that, you know, you would think that so many people in these positions would be doing way more than what they're doing, but it's kind of selfish mentality to be kind of honest with you.
Exactly. You know what? I thank you for being real, and that's why this show is in place now, because I just felt like it needs to be conversation brought up on just wide range of topics, because there are a lot of shows, but people just don't keep it 100 anymore. And like you said, there's a lot of people out there, and it's a lot of crap, because if they see you trying to get up, then they're trying to do something to sabotage and pull you down, and which is really, really sad. And so it causes us, as you know, as I remember reading on your website, you know, that you've been after this quest for years. Like, you really have been trying to get to that successful place for years. And I can imagine there's been a lot of setbacks, and some of those setbacks have been because people don't want to help one another, you know? And so, one, I want to congratulate you for your accomplishments that you have been making. But most of all, I want to congratulate you that you never lost faith and you never gave up on your gift and your desire to do, because some of the times we find ourselves when you know, people are knocking us back, or we just can't get a break, we find ourselves heartbroken and we wind up stumbling and stopping. So congratulations that you haven't given up. Now, you talked about, Sue, you talked about being on the network and, you know, getting on this cooking show and different things like that. Tell me a little bit about years ago. How did you, like, what made you want to be a chef?
Wow, honestly, well, you've been seeing a lot of stuff in the news about Baltimore lately, so that's giving you an insight to, you know, how I grew up and some of the things that the world is just finding out about the city of Baltimore. You know, its cameras was rolling, so I always knew that I had to get out of Baltimore. You know, at some point, I got to do something. You know, I had a son, and I just started to think about, you know, being a parent, and, you know, unfortunately, I lost my father in Baltimore when I was about 12 in sixth grade, so I grew up without a father. So, I, you know, when I had my son, it just changed my whole thought process, because I knew I wasn't living for me anymore. And then it just gave me, you know, a little bit more of self-respect for myself, and, you know, really started to kind of think about my future. Unfortunately, you know, I wasn't thinking about the 5-year plan or what I'm gonna be doing. You know, it was day to day. You know what I'm saying? So once that came, I just decided I had to do something. Luckily, though, you know, I was slightly knucklehead, but I still was doing the right thing. I went to college for business. I went to a culinary school in Baltimore, so I already had the whole experience of being, you know, a cook and a chef, so to speak. But then once I learned about a definitive aim and started to study success principles, and I realized that I had to really readjust my thought process, because it talks about one thing is how teachable are most people on a scale of 1 to 10. And if I was to ask you that, I'm sure you would say, you know, I'm a 10, because if you're interested in learning something, you're going to be willing to learn it. So that's going to be easy for you. But the next question is how on a scale of 1 to 10, how changeable are you? And that's where a lot of people sometimes, you know, make a change. Yeah, right. You know, that tends to be on the lower side of the scale. So if you're 10 at teachable and a 0 or 1 at changeable, then I hate to say that you pretty much, you know, do what you always did, get what you always got. So I just had to check myself, really, and say, you know what? This is the BS about yourself. This is what you need to change. You know, I didn't get too focused up on, you know, the things. I know we got listeners, and I want to remind them that I hate what I hear people say, I'm working on me. And let me tell you what you're really doing and don't even know subconsciously. You're highlighting the negatives about yourself and not highlighting the positives about yourself. So what? You got a few flaws about yourself. Don't worry about that. Focus on the great things that you do. And you can enhance that instead of trying to fix something that might not necessarily be a bad thing for you to have this characteristic. But once I learned that and just came with that definitive aim, I locked in on the restaurant. And everything that you've seen since then has just been me staying focused no matter what happens to keep working on getting my own restaurant at some point.
That, you know what? That is awesome, because you're so right. You know, people say that all the time. I'm just working on me. And you know what? For me, I think about that, and it's like, if you're just working on you and coming from a person who loves God, then, you know, if you're just working on you, what do you think, what do you really think you're going to accomplish? Because in this realm, in my mindset, what God has us is that it's not about working on us. It's about working on God's plan and also including others in that plan. So that is awesome. I am so excited for you and all the things that you are accomplishing. It's just amazing, you know, and like you said, coming out of Baltimore, and, you know, my heart goes out to that city. And as a matter of fact, my heart goes out to the United States, because we are in a mess. And so coming out of that city and, you know, with the highlights that you have is just amazing. So we want to thank you for that. Let me catch this caller. I believe they may have a question for you, Sue. So let's see what they're talking about on here.
Sure.
Hello. What's up today? Caller, are you there? Uh-oh, we just lost them. Well, Cece, do you have anything for Mr. Chef Stu?
Yes, Chef Stu. I know you've already given some nuggets to your success, but for that young person that feels like they are amongst a million, like you said, it's a really high-impact job, where would you suggest that they get started? Or, I mean, because there are a lot of people, both young and old. I said young, but both young and old, aspiring to pursue their dream to be a chef.
No, that's great that you said that, because I've actually just had left. I've been working with several schools, and I started with Baltimore, being as though that was my hometown, but I'm hoping to spread this to every city and state in the United States of America. And what I've been doing is going to various schools with culinary programs, Baltimore being my first. I just went, and I was the keynote speaker at a student recognition ceremony, and I spoke with the superintendent of the school, and I set it up where as though I went to the school and I prepared the food for 900 people, and I had the future chefs to train with me. So for 4 days straight, I taught classes. I got a whole new respect level for teachers now. Let me add to that. But that's what I'm trying.
Wow.
To do. I'm trying to get into some schools, and you know, do the motivational speaking, because the message doesn't necessarily have to follow the blueprint of, you know, for chefs, because I'm kind of giving the success principles in the speech. However, you know, if it's a chef thing, then that kind of helps out just a little bit more, because one of the best principles that I've been teaching to these kids is that it's time for you to get around like-minded people. Successful people don't hang out with people who don't have the common goal in mind. So,
wow.
You know, it's a lot of stuff that, you know, of course, my mother tried to tell me, my grandmother tried to tell me, and everybody else, and it just the message fell on deaf ears. And unfortunately, the way that the father works, you know, he puts you in these situations, and then you start to see that some of the people were trying to prevent certain things from happening. So I've been just, you know, randomly, you know, going talking to people, and I did the speech. It's actually on YouTube. And the response that I got after I did the speech was really more so from the parents than it was from the students, only to say thank you for everything that you just said, because that's the same thing that I've been trying to tell my son or my daughter. And I think now that they got it. So if you know any school is looking for me, please feel free to send them to my website. And if I'm in the same city or we can set something up, I would love to come and speak at any school that I could.
Can you share that information, your website information?
Sure. It's www.chefstew.com. Yep, chefstew.com.
Hold on 1 second, because we want to put it on the website for you, but we do have a caller. Caller, are you there? Hello, are you there?
I'm making them nervous. I'm making the guests nervous.
Do you have a question for Chef? Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. Who do we have with us? Caller, are you there?
How you doing? This is David.
Hi, David. Thank you for calling in for Ms. Worth That Speaks. We have Chef Stu with us. Do you have a question?
How you doing, Ms. Worth? How you doing, Cece? Chef Stu, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Pleasure to meet you. Thanks for calling in, David.
No problem. My question was, I was listening to the show, and I Googled your name, and of course I see all kind of stuff and all kind of things and people that you've worked with, celebrities and all kind of stuff, but I hear a lot of humility in your voice. And you're not, you know, you haven't really spoken a lot about that, and people oftentimes like the name drop. So my question is, you know, how important is humility in your celebrityism or your sense of fame? How important is humility?
Good question, and that goes ties into with gratitude. Take a minute and answer that for this young man.
You know, in all due honesty, I mean, the meek shall inherit the earth, you know, so I'm always moving in spiritual principles, whether, you know, the media grasp that or not. And I know that the God giveth and he taketh. And for me, you know, I'm experiencing things that I never thought that would happen. And every day I'm reminded that God says, I got ways to get things done that you ain't even thought about yet. So I understand that the path that I'm on isn't necessarily just for me. I think that I was chosen to fulfill the journey. And in the process, you know, part of it was to make sure that I inspired and motivated as many people as I possibly could. Another thing is, you know, by me being around so many people that have made successful, you know, leaps in their life, the advantage that I get is the opportunity to interact with them and really learn the real them. And I was guilty of it outside looking in and had my famous people that I liked and, you know, looked up to and, you know, not so much as a groupie or a fan, but, you know, just admired their work. And I've learned that all the people that I've met, everything that I thought that I knew about them really wasn't even the real them. Like, it was a glimpse. It was a facade. So I think that, you know, that's something that's helped me tremendously just to be able to see how it works behind closed doors. And they no different than nobody else. They just been blessed sometimes, you know,
and I'm glad you said that. That is exactly right. We have to remember that there is no one else that is no different than you. God created us all. Thank you, young man, for that question. Please check out Chef Stew at www.chefstew.com. We have another caller. Come on, caller. Thank you for calling. You have a question for Chef Stew? Hello? Are you there, caller? Hello? All right, well, I guess we lost the caller as well. They tried.
Well, that call back, caller.
Well, still, we want to thank everything that you have brought to the table today. You know, it's just amazing, and as we bring this segment to a close, we want, you know, people to know that, just like you stated, for the young people, you have to show gratitude when you're coming up, no matter what. Every accomplishment is big for you. So even though you may not be in the spotlight, Chef Stew started in a kitchen. I remember eating at his apartment, and he told me, you know, he have done cooking for people. He'll prepare right in his kitchen and then take it places. So, you know, it doesn't matter where you start. It's just get started and don't give up and show gratitude and appreciation for those who can and who will help you out. You know, so Stew, we want to thank you so much for joining us today. Everyone listening, please, please, please go check out Chef Stew at www.chefstew.com. His food is fabulous and delicious. And when are you coming back to the A so I can get a meal?
Yeah, I know. I'm on my way back really soon. You know, I definitely miss Atlanta, you know, and I try to get back as much as possible. But things have been trying to take shape in Cali, so I've been over here. But I'm looking to come back next month and definitely hope to see you while I'm there and introduce myself back to your stomach again and let you taste some new stuff that I've learned. I've been only adding. If you thought that I was good then, you know, that's been a while ago. I've only added to that. So we definitely going to have to sit down real soon and let me show you what I've been up to in California lately.
Yeah, awesome. We are looking forward to it, so you can fix me and Cece a nice meal, and we are definitely going to be bringing you back on the show. Cece, any closing remarks?
Yes, please do. Don't hesitate. Reach out. Anytime y'all need me to come on, I would love to. I would be honored at the opportunity. Just reach out to me and let me know.
Sure will. Cece, do you have any closing remarks for Chef?
No, actually, Chef, you mentioned a YouTube. Can you give us what that YouTube title is so we can look it up and like your YouTube?
You know what? Actually, if you go to YouTube, as the caller had just stated, you could put in the hashtag Chef Stew, and it'll pull up so much stuff because there's all kinds of clips. It'll be you'll see. I've done some rap videos and a couple of reality TV show pitches that we was working on, and I mean you'll get a little glimpse. I've been actually trying to update more because I've been trying to balance my personal life and my career. So I don't think I'm supposed to post every 5 minutes, but they keep saying, Chef, you gotta give them more. So I've been trying to make more videos, so there should be some stuff up there.
Keep that out here. Finding us, and thank you for being with me. It's worth it. Speak. Have a good day, y'all.
Bye-bye. You too. I love you.